Welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
And we're the Pleasure Mechanics. And in this podcast, we have honest conversations about sexuality. We offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes at pleasuremechanics.com or by calling 302-IN-TOUCH and leaving a message.
In today's episode, we're going to be talking about a really popular subject, and that's foreplay. We're not going to be answering one specific question because, honestly, we get questions about this all the time. A lot of people want to know how to get more foreplay in their relationship, prolong the foreplay they're already experiencing, or how to simply expand their sexual repertoire so it's not so intercourse focused. So we're going to dive in and provide you several strategies for having more foreplay in your sex life. And the benefits of having more foreplay are tremendous. The truth is, foreplay is some of the most enjoyable parts of sex, and yet a lot of us rush past it to get to intercourse and then feel a little dissatisfied after the main event is over. So we want to really encourage people to start thinking about foreplay as part of the main event rather than a simple appetizer before the main course.
Right, straight people think about sex as being just male-to-female intercourse, and everything before that being a precursor. Queer folks have had to reinterpret what sex means, but we think it's really important to consider that because so many women experience orgasm through fingering or oral sex, we think it's important that that is considered sex as well, because that is when women are most likely to experience the most pleasure. So don't discount that, and let's prioritize that and include it in our definition of sex.
Right. So I think one of the big problems here is the kind of porn culture model of sexual intercourse. So in a lot of porn, it's this very formulaic, like kiss, kiss, suck, suck, fuck, fuck. Right? And it's this very predictable arc of events. And a lot of couples then model that in the bedroom and get stuck in ruts and kind of race towards the finish line as quickly as possible. So what foreplay does is it invites us to explore the entire body as a source of arousal and pleasure. Foreplay invites us to linger in the moments of simple touch, intimacy, and connection, and allow the anticipation to build as you and your lover move towards climax, however you're going to do that, whether that's intercourse or oral sex or hand sex as fingering and hand jobs. But if we think about foreplay and not as a simple prerequisite to get to something else, but as sex itself, it really invites us into a new style of lovemaking, and surprise, surprise, this style of lovemaking is way more satisfying for everyone involved.
It drives me a little bananas, actually, that we call it foreplay, because it just should be play. It's part of sex. It's part of pleasure. It's all the same. It's all valuable. And I really don't like this notion that it's that the intercourse, male-female intercourse, is like the goal.
Totally. Do you remember I wrote that article, Death to Foreplay? And my main point was we need to get rid of this word altogether and consider all of the activities that usually fall under the foreplay umbrella to be just part of the sexual experience, period. And, you know, the Death to Foreplay rally is not saying we should get rid of the activities, but we should get rid of the category. And we really stand by that. I think it's really important to broaden your definition of sex. And here's another thing, is when you broaden your definition of sexual intimacy, you're going to get more sex, because a lot of women in relationships where having any sort of sexual connection means inevitable intercourse, if she's not in the mood to be penetrated, and there are a lot of times when the body just doesn't want to be fucked, it's a very intense activity. If you're not in the mood for penetration, a lot of women tend to just shut down the sexual connection altogether, where they might be totally up for cuddling, kissing, full body touch, full body massage. using hands and mouth to pleasure one another. And if we can take intercourse and, you know, continue to enjoy it, but not always make it the inevitable conclusion of sexual intimacy, you're going to find that you're going to have a lot more sexual connection over time.
In a way, naming intercourse as sex is almost a leftover from a time when women's pleasure was not prioritized. And so if we want to be a part of creating a sex culture together, of prioritizing women's pleasure as an essential component of any kind of sex that's happening, then we have to expand the idea and the act of what sex is.
So hopefully you're on board with us to expand your definition of lovemaking and include way more of the foreplay type activities into your sexual repertoire. And one of the things we want to invite you to do is deliberately create sexual encounters that don't include intercourse. Because if you're in a relationship where that's always the inevitable end to the sexual experience, you need to break out of that rut. So deliberately say, we're going to fool around tonight and not have intercourse and find other ways to bring one another to orgasm, to create climaxes, to create intense amounts of arousal. So here are a few suggestions for shaking things up and adding way more foreplay into your lovemaking.
But foreplay actually starts before the foreplay. It's pre-foreplay, if you will.
Foreplay.
Because your entire relationship is a space to begin foreplay. We have got to create a culture of pleasure in our relationships in order to create the sort of conditions where we want to be erotic and be sexual together. There are more and more studies that are coming out saying that including things like non-sexual touch within your relationship, like, skyrockets the sort of pleasure people are experiencing and the pleasure and happiness people are experiencing in relationships, and is certainly creating conditions for more sex. So including things like hand-holding, hugging when you get home, when you leave, just hugs in general, and just touch in general is an essential component of creating pre-foreplay play, if you will.
Yeah, I think in domestic relationships, especially when you live together and are running a household and maybe raising children together, it's all too easy to get into the functional duties of life and forget that you are hanging out with your lover. And if you're rushing around all the time and cooking dinner and moving around one another in this kind of rush to get through life's duties, then when you get to the bedroom and have time to make love, you're almost like strangers. And think back to the beginning of your relationship when you were more in that courtship seduction phase. I bet you touched one another a lot more frequently than you do now. So make an effort to touch one another with as much frequency as possible. And it can be really brief, quick moments, but just a little snuggle into one another's shoulder, a little squeeze of the arm as you're passing by, as you're making dinner, whatever it is, those little moments are going to add up to a lot more physical intimacy in your relationship. So start there, the pre-foreplay dance of touch and affection and kindness in your relationship.
And speaking of kindness, appreciation is one of these essential components to creating a culture of pleasure. Just looking for ways to appreciate your lover, acknowledging the things that they're doing well and doing right, telling them they look beautiful. All these things add up. They make a difference day after day, year after year. So really try and make an effort to speak those things. There are studies showing that you want 5 positive statements to 1 negative or critical statement, and those are the happiest couples. So just keep that in the back of your mind. Just find as many ways as you can to appreciate and lavish your partner verbally in
love.
And
one of the interesting things here is that it often creates a positive feedback loop. So even if your relationship is quite cold and stale and you're distant from one another, if you just start this cycle in motion by starting to compliment and appreciate and touch your lover in these non-sexual ways, they'll often reciprocate, and then you do it more, and then they do it more, and it starts spiraling towards a warmer relationship. And that's the goal, is to keep your relationship warm so it is easier to get hot when you are ready.
I love that statement. It's so essential. And just to be clear, we want to be doing these things in our relationships for the pleasure of it, not because you have an agenda to have sex. You're like, ooh, if I compliment her 5 times today, then maybe I'll get laid tonight. Like, that's not the objective, right? It's just like the joy and pleasure of trying to create a more joyful, warm, loving relationship.
Absolutely.
And out of that, you may have more sex, but just maybe don't tie them in your own mind. That can get into a slippery slope.
So once you're in kind of a warmer relationship and you're affectionate and playful together, you want to start thinking about initiating foreplay all day long. And a lot of people write to us with these questions like, how do I get my wife to initiate sex? Or how do I tell my husband that I want to have sex tonight? And you want to start developing little rituals, little games, little routines you do together that signal your sexual interest in one another. So if you know that you have a date night that night, or you're just starting to feel in the mood and start feeling your libido rising, start initiating that play way earlier in the day. So for example, as you're kissing your husband goodbye for work, give him an extra cuddle and say, I cannot wait to see you tonight. I've got a lot on the menu for you. Or slip a note into your wife's purse so she'll discover it when she's at the coffee shop that says, I can't wait to taste you tonight. Or text your husband and say, tonight's going to be a wild one. Buckle up, bad boy. Or whatever the fuck you want to say. Coming up with spontaneous flirtations is not as easy as it sounds.
That's pretty skilled.
But the point is, you want to start telling one another that you're excited to be sexual with each other, that you're thinking about sex with one another. And it doesn't have to be raunchy. It can be actually quite sweet and romantic, if that's the way you want to take it. Or it can be quite nasty, however you want to do it. But make sure your partner knows that you're thinking about them as a sexual being, that you're anticipating sex. And the amazing outcome here is that by saying these things out loud, your body starts anticipating sex. And the more you think about sex all day long, the more ready you'll be when you actually get there. So build anticipation and excitement within your own body by giving yourself permission to not only think about sex, but express your sexual desire to your partner. And we bet you'll find that there'll be a huge outcome to this strategy.
I love that idea, and I think that men probably are pretty acquainted with thinking about sex all day long. I think that a lot of women might find that sort of a foreign and unrealistic idea. So to them, I would say perhaps give yourself permission to think about sex a little bit more. And this is where having erotic images or having erotic stories that you're reading on your Kindle, going back and forth from work or whatever you do, having some sort of erotic input can spark ideas and erotic inspiration. And these things do make a difference to waking your body up to feeling interested in more sex play. So just allow your imagination to run a little wild during the day, even if it's not all day long.
For sure.
Yeah.
So the next thing we want to suggest to you is that you transition from your everyday life into the erotic realm more deliberately. So I think a lot of us are familiar with that place where we're having a date night, we've scheduled sex, or we're just in bed with our lover at the end of the day, and our mind is still racing with our to-do list, and we're not really in the erotic zone. And a lot of opportunities for sexual intimacy are missed when we can't make that transition more deliberately. So think about start creating some, again, rituals or routines that signal to your body that it is time for pleasure, it is time for sex. This might include a bath or a shower. It might include dancing or yoga. It might be going for a walk together. But whatever you do, make that transition out of your everyday life and start getting in the erotic zone. And one thing we love for this is massage. As you know, we are huge massage advocates. We think couples massage is a game changer in a relationship. But massage is one of the best bridges into foreplay and into sex that we know. It's one of the most effective tools for signaling to the body that it is time to slow down, unwind, relax, and open up to receiving pleasure. So start thinking about incorporating 5 or 10 minute periods of massage as that first way of connecting with one another. And then your bodies are connected, you're touching, you're relaxed, and it's much easier to open up into erotic touch and stimulation. So one thing here around massage that is often misunderstood is that it doesn't have to be an exchange. You don't have to say, you do me for 5 minutes and then I'll do you. For some couples that works, but for some couples that'll put them to sleep because you're both way too relaxed. So you might want to try choosing the person who is more stressed out or more needing affection and give them a massage and then transition directly into more erotic touch. So one beautiful way is to have the person lie face down, start with back massage and then go into butt massage. And then you can start, you know, shaking the butt a little bit, which starts shaking the genitals and trailing your fingers up the inner thighs and then kissing their back and then lying with your body pressed onto theirs. And it can be this seamless integration from the massage into lovemaking that just feels beautiful. And one of the things about foreplay that we really want to encourage everyone to try out is more full body touch. Explore every inch of your lover's body as a possible source of pleasure. All too often we kind of kiss, fondle the breasts, and then go right for the genitals, and that ignores our largest, heaviest organ of our body is our skin, and it is completely covered in sensory nerve endings that are ready to deliver pleasure to your brain. So touch every inch with care and attention and notice what you open up. Some of the most commonly missed areas are the base of the neck, the spine, the sacrum, that flat triangular bone at the base of your spine, behind the knees, the inner wrists. All of these areas are highly sensitive, highly innervated, and are ready to create more pleasure for you if you just give them a little more attention. So make a game out of exploring your lover's body and build up so much anticipation that before you even get to their genitals, they are so ready for it. It's so much more pleasurable to be touched genitally if you've been anticipating it and longing for it and wanting it, rather than have it be too soon, too quick. So make that a game, explore the full body, start with massage and then transition into more erotic exploration and notice what happens. You're nodding.
Beautiful. Yeah, I think the piece of just exploring the whole body and remembering that the whole body is a sex organ. And those areas that you mentioned are more sensitive because they're not touched as much. And they're not touched because in this culture, they're more associated with sensuality and sexuality. So if your lover isn't taking advantage of that and really activating them, then they just go untouched for years and decades sometimes. So let's remember to include all of the body. And like you said, you can either use your hands to touch all of that or the rest of your whole body. Well, just
dragging your breasts along your lover's back or
pressing up against close and then touching with all of your hands. Like, I think as humans, we just crave so much body contact and we don't get it. And lovemaking is really the only place that we do get it. And so extending and expanding those moments where we're really connecting body to body is such a delicious moment. And this is also where oil, if you just add oil to the mix, like whether you're massaging or not, just like being able to get slick all
like
over
canola
each
oil?
No, sorry. Right, coconut oil, but then if you're using condoms, that isn't going to work. So
if you're using latex, you want to use more of a silicone-based lubricant that can be used all over the body and will stay nice and slick and is latex friendly. But if you're not using latex, coconut oil, almond oil, even olive oil sometimes works. Using an all-natural massage oil that's not heavily scented will allow you to really just get lubed up in your whole body and slip and slide over one another, and that is a delicious sensation.
It's really gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's not done nearly enough. Once you have the oil, you can create such different sensations because you can glide in a way that you can't without. And that just adds a whole other sensual dimension. And just really let yourself get into the pleasure of just feeling skin against skin. That there's not an objective. The objective is just to feel the pleasure.
And especially talking to the women out there, dragging your breasts over your lover's body, over their back, their thighs, their chest, is such a gorgeous feeling, no matter what size your breasts. That contrast between the warm, soft breast and the hard nipple is just delicious. Yes, please. So think about full body warm up. And one of the things this does is it builds anticipation. And I cannot stress this enough. That should really be the function if we're going to even consider foreplay as a valid category. You know, one of the things foreplay does is it builds anticipation, it builds tension. And think back to when you were a teenager or a young adult exploring sex for the first time. One of the funnest parts of sex was anticipating it, was wondering what was going to happen next, wondering how far you would go. And when you're in a long-term relationship where it's like, yeah, fuck me already, all right, let's get this done, you skip over that entire erotic experience of anticipation. And one of the ways to play with this is tease your lover, draw it out long, long after you think they're ready to have more climactic touch. Tease them. Make them beg for it. Make them wonder if you're ever going to get there. And that will just create so much arousal and anticipation, then that whatever you do with their genitals is going to feel way more intense.
So sometimes women really crave more foreplay, and they often say that men rush too quickly through that process. So part of what can happen here is that women can begin to really request more foreplay, or they can begin to take control and enforce more foreplay in a playful way, because really men want more than anything to create so much pleasure for their women. They feel so fabulous when they make women feel fantastic, and often they just don't quite know how to do it. And so women have to take the driver's seat and show them, tell them. They have to take a stand for their own pleasure. So instead of nagging, because getting into that like, oh, you're not giving me enough, I said I wanted more foreplay and you're not, is like not that sexy and doesn't end up going that well. So I feel like another way of ensuring that more foreplay is happening, but in a sexier way, is to take control of the situation.
And this can look a lot of ways. You can incorporate things like light bondage, so your lover has no option but to, you know, lie there and receive all the touch you want to give them, or you can straddle their face and make them go down on you or wiggle around on them in a seductive way. Or it can just be kind of a verbal game of, you know, I'll tell you when I'm ready, keep going, or give me more massage. A lot of guys respond really well if you just kind of show up more forcefully and a little bit more bestially, animalistically in bed. So press your body into them, pin them down on the mattress, and just draw it out. And every time he gets erect and is wanting to penetrate you, wiggle away and demand more touch. And make this a game of seeing how long you can go before you're both just really ready to climax. So incorporating a little bit of a power dynamic can just be a really playful way of demanding more foreplay and getting out of the rut of rushing towards intercourse.
Right, and just in that place of power saying, I want more blah, blah, blah. I would like you to do this to me. I would love it if you did more of that to me. You can ask for this. It's essential that you ask for what you want, and it is so important. Men are happy to offer it. They just need to know what to do. So please do ask for what you want.
Indeed. And then finally, when you are moving towards climax and orgasm, intercourse is one way for people to get there, more for the men. Most women do not climax from intercourse alone. So there's a great strategy of pacing your activities so both of you can get off. And this is the old she comes first adage, where we encourage men to use their hands with their fingering techniques, or go down on women and give them lots of oral sex, and make sure she has an orgasm before intercourse is ever on the table. this way, intercourse feels way better. The body is primed for it. And women tend to report that intercourse feels way better after they've already had one or more orgasms. And even then, if intercourse doesn't become orgasmic for women, she's already in her orgasmic bliss, and you can enjoy intercourse and relax into knowing that she's already satisfied. You can have your orgasm, and then you go into the afterglow. So it's really important that you together as a couple come up with a strategy for what activities you can reach orgasm through, and then make sure that both of your needs are taken care of. So the old classic, the man mounts the woman, has intercourse, has an orgasm, rolls off and goes to sleep, and she's left kind of staring at the ceiling dissatisfied. That's one of these, you know, myths around sex. Well, it's not a myth, actually. It's kind of a reality for a lot of people. It's one of these sexual standards that we really want to dissolve and put in our sexual past and move towards a future where both partners' pleasure is taken seriously. And you can both roll over and go to sleep or move on with your day in that beautiful afterglow after having orgasms. And that's not to say orgasms are the end all and be all of sexual pleasure. You can experience a tremendous amount of arousal without having an orgasm. But if you really take each other's pleasure seriously, then most people, most of the time, want to climax and have an orgasm during their sexual experience. So take that seriously. Use all of the foreplay to build up a lot of arousal, a lot of tension, a lot of anticipation, and then get to know one another's bodies to know how to bring one another to orgasm so you can both get your rocks off.
Yeah, and I think you said earlier that there are a lot of women who aren't yet experiencing orgasms. So, you know, in that case, just experiencing a high levels of pleasure or incredible amount of enjoyment in those moments prior to intercourse is a great goal instead.
Yes, and for the women who are having orgasms alone but not with their partner, there's strategies to incorporate the activities that give you an orgasm when you're masturbating into your partnered lovemaking. So you don't have to rely on intercourse or even your partner's skills to get you off. And we hear this from a lot of women who are able to have orgasms alone, but not with their partners. So bring your vibrator into bed, take control of your own clitoris. One of the best things for couples is for the woman to be touching her own clitoris while the guy uses his hands inside of her to stimulate the G-spot or goes down on her or touches the anal area. You know, you can both be involved. And she can bring herself to orgasm through clitoral stimulation. And if women are not having an orgasm at all, that's a separate topic, and we will cover that in future episodes. And certainly she can still experience a tremendous amount of pleasure and arousal. So, in conclusion, we really want to encourage you to rethink foreplay and reimagine it. It doesn't have to be a quick appetizer before the main meal of intercourse. It can actually be 98% of your sexual experience. It can be a huge amount of how you connect and form intimacy and enjoy one another's bodies and really get you primed for those activities that do bring you to orgasm. So rethink foreplay. Start by creating a culture of pleasure in your relationship so you keep things warm so it's easier to get hot later. Start building anticipation all day long. Once you get in bed, explore massage as a way of transitioning into the erotic realm. Explore every inch of your lover's body. And then find ways to bring one another to orgasm that may or may not be dependent on intercourse. That is our strategy today for bringing you way more sexual pleasure and decentralizing intercourse as the end-all and be-all of every sexual encounter, which may be one of the things that's getting in the way of you having more sexual connection with your lover.
Right, but increasing the overall amount of pleasure that you're experiencing together instead.
Indeed, yes.
And if you have any questions about anything we've covered in this podcast, or if you have any other questions that you'd like us to answer, please do submit a question over at pleasuremechanics.com on the Ask Us Anything page, or call us at 302-IN-TOUCH. We'd love to hear from you. We are here for you.
Absolutely. And if you like this podcast, please head over to iTunes and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And also give us a rating or a review. We'd really appreciate it. And it helps get this podcast out to more people so we can live in a more pleasurable world together. That, after all, is the goal.
You can also subscribe to our free weekly newsletter for weekly sex advice, exclusive giveaways, and more over at pleasuremechanics.com. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers.